The Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater is rehearsing a piece that depends on props and costuming that aren't quite holding together. At this point, performances are 2 weeks away, and founding artistic director Susan Collard doesn't appear too worried. After 38 years of ups and downs and dips and turns she could never have choreographed, Collard responds to these malfunctions with a smile.
You have these visions of what you want to create. I do. And then having the bills, and then how do you raise the money?
In a city of bootstrapping artists and entrepreneurs, Collard is a quiet matriarch of determination and perseverance. She started Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater with no trail to follow, no blueprint. She'd danced in college in Pittsburgh, but had never belonged to a company. She only held a notion of the kind of dance she wanted to stage. Today, nearly 40 years later, Collard and her husband run Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater as modestly as when she launched it. Show by show, season by season.
When you create a company from nothing, you wait and you struggle and you find the right people and you keep working at it day after day after day.
Collard arrived in Asheville at the dawn of the 1970s with her then-husband's engineering job. She remembers what she called a fairly dead and unfriendly segregated city with a tiny art scene and nothing resembling modern dance. But over time, Collard met more people in the arts, took classes at the local ballet school, and met people through the arts at UNC Asheville.
I think I'm that kind of person that I can actually find something. I'm patient. I'm not so dramatic that I'm going to pack my bags and leave tomorrow.
Collard taught kindergarten at the Jewish Community Center. Parents there saw how she worked with kids on the dance floor and asked her to teach more dance. A school slowly grew, and Collard began attracting adults into modern dance classes. Collard and four other women created the company, but the collective fractured over competing visions, and Collard took over. From the beginning, Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater addressed women's liberation and other social issues of the day, but Collard wasn't confident people cared.
We struggle to get an audience here. It was a ballet audience. It was an audience for square dancing. It was an audience for competition dancing, but not experimental modern dance.
Collard split from her husband in the 1980s, but doing so also stripped her company of its financial foundation. Collard sold her car to keep things going, and each production left her on the verge of destitution.
We were creating a new ballet about sexuality, and I had $1,000 left in my savings account. So I had to use all of my money to pay my way out of that hole. Well, you know, I've done that a lot. So now it's not a new thing anymore, because that's what you do.
Collard adopted the last name of her second husband, Giles Collard. He started as a student in her school, joined the company 31 years ago, and is now co-director. But if Susan Collard has an artistic collaborator, it's Nelson Reyes, a young Cuban among many Cubans the Collards have welcomed over the years into their home and dance studio.
My work is always conceptual, and his work is very on the beat, sometimes very linear. We talk about it, we fight about it. It's intense. I mean, we love each other. He's like my kid. So, you know, together we can do really good things.
The company is on more solid but hardly concrete financial footing. It still tours internationally every few years. And at 73, Collard, a mother of four and grandmother to four more, hasn't lost the fire to stage meaningful dance.
I don't want to quit. I want to stay involved. Every time I go somewhere else in the world, I go to see dance. I meet dancers. I invite them here. I want to work with them. I think that's my life.
Death by Plastica, a dance of environmental consciousness, premieres October 27th through 29th at the BB Theater. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.